You're listening to the Midweek Drive on Siren FM. My name's Louis Savvy, director of the Sci-Fi London Film Festival.
Yes, and it's fair to say that Phil Leonis, our ace correspondent from Los Angeles, who actually came on board the team when indeed Louis Savvy introduced the two of us at last year's 2011 Film Festival, which I think was the 10th. I think I might have said it's the 12th Sci-Fi London Film Festival. I was very confused about this. But Jodie, why is it exciting now? I mean, we've already had Michelle Monroe from Melbourne, Australia, you know, proving we can get out there, sort of things through, as long as we get numbers in good time. Whereas when we actually get numbers sent to us, literally with 5 minutes of the show to actually go, and then we don't pick them up from our Facebook routine, we think we can't get through to Greece at that sort of base level. What's going on here? But who can we actually welcome to the show formally now?
We can welcome Louis Savvy.
Yay! Good morning. Hello.
As Etta James might have said about these phone links, Louis, at last. No, perhaps not. Anyway, welcome back. Now, Tasha was quite interested as far as, oh, are we going to Greece? No, Louis's come back from Greece now. And notice the fact that whilst Louis was in Greece, suddenly all of their debt problems vanished almost overnight.
They did.
You know, it's the power of the savvy, you know? That when the savster comes into your thing, he brings goodness and happiness.
Louis, could you come and see me, please?
It's not a problem. I've got all the money that the bank has lost, actually. I don't know where to keep it anymore.
It's amazing, Louis, isn't it? When you're watching those very first film festivals, when you actually clean up afterwards, what you find
down the seats. Exactly, money behind the seats.
Exactly. What's this? Oh, it's several trillion pounds. Oh, well, never mind. Let's put it in from that sort of point of view.
Exactly.
Anyway, on a slightly serious note, you were invited over to a Greek science fiction film festival, which, bearing in mind that Greece, you could arguably say, was the home of mythology and obviously the Greek myths and Olympus and Zeus and all of that, might be really kind of hardcore retro sci-fi base.
They're a very forward-looking bunch at the Athens Sci-Fi Film Festival. It's called SFF Rated. Mm-hmm. And everybody asked them, why is it called SFF Rated? And they said, well, come on, you know, the top shelf of a video store, what you have, replace those three capital letters.
Oh.
And I was, yeah, no, I still don't get it. Try thinking of one of the letters near the end of the alphabet. No, still don't get it. Just tell me. And apparently it was triple X. Triple X Rated
Suddenly I'm thinking, we're going to have to put out all sorts of little warnings here.
Little tweets and so on. they thought that was a very funny joke, and they've had it for 7 years now, and nobody gets it. But it's a great festival.
Perhaps just a quiet word with some of their marketing staff might be in order here? You know,
I did have a chat with them and say, I don't think anyone's got this.
It's a bit late now. Tasha, you're still looking a bit bemused by this whole thing, thinking, what? Because, you know, obviously, you triple X is not something you would actually, unless, of course, it's one of your submissions for the Midweek Drive.
Or Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, of course. Yeah, Vin Diesel. It's a classic line from that sort of point of view. Do you realise, Louis, we haven't given the weather. I must actually say the highs today, 11 degrees centigrade, lows, 7 degrees centigrade. It's going to be basically a day of broken cloud with mist and fog over the hills in the early days, perhaps a little drizzle as well in the north, so good news.
But we already told everybody it was foggy.
It's true, but I normally give the actual temperatures, you see, and I felt the sense of people saying, but you know, it's all very well going to Cheltenham for the Gold Cup, it's all very well going to Richard Fitzwilliams to talk about Robert Patterson and Bellamy, etc., Nick Hancock, and then Michelle Monroe and Louis Savvy, but if we don't actually give those weather checks, you know, people might think,
they'll look out their windows and they won't know. what's going on?
They will not know. They'll be just confused about the whole thing, etc. Anyway, great news, as we've already said, that in what's going to be a whistle-stop tour and a true tour de force of Sci-Fi London, of course, running from May the 7th back to May the... Yeah, I was going backwards there, basically, Louis. May the 1st through to May the 7th, I think. Is that right? May the 1st through May the... Anyway.
It is, although actually we've got two events that, before the festival coming up. We've got our annual 48-hour film challenge, which takes place on the 14th of April on that weekend. So if anyone is a budding filmmaker, then they need to go to our website and register for that, and we'll send them all the details on that competition.
Well,
we also have our annual parade, which we started last year.
And last year, of course, it was a zombie parade, and you can still actually go on YouTube and hear the notion of we are proceeding at zombie pace. That's
exactly.
Zombie pace. We are proceeding. Although zombies can move quite quickly these days, I've seen. You know, in various
some of them, things. Some of them can. Our zombies are traditional zombies, and they lumber. Actually, we're carrying the theme through because they were very good pace setters. The zombies. So, as it's Olympic year this year, we have two former Olympians coming to us. Unfortunately, they're dead, but they will be carrying a version of the torch, probably a human arm on fire, at the front of the procession. So, we're going to be led by two zombie Olympians this year.
Which is nice, you know. I think that's important. I mean, I think in these days,
in the
spirit of last year, doing of course Kate Middleton and there we are. It's sorted through on that basis. Yes, I was going to say it gets even more exciting, Louis, because what you may not have actually acknowledged as well is that Phil Leonis is coming over not only to do Sci-Fi London but also to present his movie at a place in Birmingham, but also at the University of Lincoln. He'll be doing the Midweek Drive show and the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, and then hopefully, what we're suggesting is maybe we could have Leonis and Lefchuk do a kind of like two-hander little kind of trip around some of the Sci-Fi London things before we go off to actually present a horse to the Queen at the Royal Windsor Horse Show. How does that grab you?
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Make sure you take a programme as well, just in case.
Well, exactly. Always important from that point of view. And I always feel that Sci-Fi London by royal appointment has a certain special ring to it, which I think we should be looking for.
I don't know if she's a fan. You know, she could well be one of our Facebook followers under guise.
It's very true, and we do know that Her Majesty, when it comes to social networking, she ain't no Tasha Turney. She knows
exactly.
What knobs to press. You know, she starts to do that on our faces. Keeps it real. That's the one thing. So it has been said, allegedly, and so on. Tasha, have you managed to have a look at the Sci-Fi London website, which I've pulled up on the system now, which already has the winner of the 2012 poster competition on there? Have you managed to peruse any of the joyous excitements that are actually up there? I take it from your purse lips, that's a no.
Absolutely not.
What good things can look forward to. Don't say, oh well, Louis, that's not going to make her feel guilty.
It's all right. It's all right. You're off the hook because there isn't very much to see there yet.
I don't know. You've got The Pulse. You've got a wonderful presenter of The Pulse where she sort of goes around doing little vidcasts or vodcasts, shall we say, from sort of previously. You get a flavour of the excitement that's around there. Jodie, have you been looking at Sci-Fi London? Because I know you're quite keen on joining us on this little London trip.
Well, yeah, excuse me.
Emotionally overwhelmed.
Yes. I mean, I would love to go to the
Do you know,
London
actually,
Sci-Fi Film Festival.
You could point out and thank Louis, because had it not been for Louis introducing Phil Leonis to the team, you would not have been able to go over to Los Angeles. Well, you would have gone over to Los Angeles, but you would not have had the joy of co-presenting a Chilpack Hollywood Hour with Dean Hagland and Phil Leonis on the top of which building?
The Eastern Columbia Building.
The Eastern Columbia Building. See,
yep.
Now, that is, as you, I'm sure, agree, Louis, a prize that money just could not buy, you know?
Exactly. Yes. Although I still have that bag if you need it.
Yes, it's always good. Yeah, you see? That's
Sorry,
what I appreciate,
what's this about,
Louis.
Bag?
People might be listening. They probably are. Anyway, there it goes.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely looking forward to... hopefully, tagging along to London.
We take you on board as part of the team. We don't have people tagging along. It sounds like, no. Please, you just carry the bags in the back like some kind of, you know, sort of, no, that's what we do.
Just jump in the boot.
Tasha, I don't know what your experiences have actually been as a lass in Gloucestershire, but please, just want to put out a public reminder here on behalf of the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, if anybody actually offers you as a chat-up line in the best Marshall Mathers sort of M&M way, just drum in the boot. No, don't. It's not an option, please. Let's progress a little bit, because obviously we talked briefly about the Greek Film Festival. Presumably it was a wonderful event in itself, really.
Yeah, no, it was fabulous. I had a really very good time there. Unfortunately, the weather was as bad as it is here. It was raining for a couple of days, but they had some very good films on. A lot of them come from the selection that we have in the previous year. They're not shy about saying, yep, we rip your programme off.
They're Greeks. Did I say that?
And which is great, but we're going to collaborate with them, I think, next year and try and run a 48-hour film challenge with them and do some various bits. So that's really good films. It's and there was one particular. There's a new movie called Super Dimitrios. So if you've got any Greek listeners, because it's particularly Greek. It's in Greek with English subtitles, but I think it's the first Greek superhero, and it's a very, very silly film. The villain of the piece, rather than destroying buildings in Thessaloniki where it's set, starts turning them into food products.
Does he have a secret kebab weapon? I mean, I know it's a cliche, but, you know, I'm thinking Super Dimitrios and his amazing kebab.
Yes, it's a little bit... Well, actually, they're going to turn the famous communications tower in Thessaloniki into a giant kebab spit, you know, a wheel, whatever they call them. They're called gyros in Greek. And they turn the White Tower, which is a famous building again in Thessaloniki, into a giant frappe. So overnight, it gets all this froth on the top and a straw put in the top of it. It's extremely ridiculous, but a lot of fun. We're not showing it in the festival this year, though.
Before we know where we are, we'll have people saying, "All right, everybody, peeps," and various other sort of cliches coming through.
But it's done in that kind of way and very lighthearted.
Super Dimitrios.
It's making me very hungry.
Yeah, it seems to me.
It's a different line. Jodie, questions for Lily about Sci-Fi London. What things can you reveal so far? Because, as we said, I mean, we followed the whole thing through. I even actually added a little Facebook comment, which effectively said, as he was just putting the finishing touches to watching a lot of the movies for this year's choice of the 11th. It is the 11th, Louis.
It's the 11th. I think we've decided that let's work this out again. So in 2014, will be our 13th festival. Oh. So we're going to skip it. We're going to jump a year and become the 14th festival.
Nice.
So we'll be suspicious, but then we'll catch up with the calendar.
Well, the other thing is that you could just do an extra film festival, like a little special event, and then you would have 14.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Possibly based in Lincoln, perhaps.
The
Lincoln Sci-Fi Film Festival.
Would have to be Sci-Fi Lincoln 1, wouldn't it?
BBC 1, BBC 2.
Many decisions.
Oh, dear me. Anyway, cut a long story short, I actually said about to give birth to another great London Sci-Fi offering, or something to that extent. I can't remember exactly. But anyways, it was a positive line that I actually said. So I know, Tasha, have you ever been to a film festival, let alone a sci-fi film festival?
I don't believe so.
You don't remember Cannes, then, obviously.
Well, I haven't been to it personally.
I see. I'm sure I saw you as one of those bikini-clad... No, never mind. it's just a different line entirely. So, basically, what sort of things would you expect to see at a film festival? And don't say films, please. Because you'll get bonus things there. Because the Sci-Fi Film Festival, or Sci-Fi London, is a little bit more than just your average film festival, isn't it, Louis?
We try to be, yeah. Oh. I mean, the difference for me between going to the movies and just seeing a film and going to a festival is all of the, you know, all the extra stuff that goes on, all the little side panels and talks and Q&As, and, you know, you get a short film with every feature, and, you know, we have all sorts of stuff to give away, and, so it's you know, we try and make a fun family atmosphere out of the thing, and then we show you some hardcore science fiction films.
Tragically, it's unlikely that John Carter in 3D will be getting a screening at this year's London Film Festival, but never mind, that's part and parcel of the whole thing. Give it 10 or 12 years, it'll become a classic, I'm sure, but never mind.
Actually, I enjoyed it very much. If you haven't seen it, it didn't get very well received.
No.
I thought it was a very, very good example, you know, really good CG. It's a shame it was in 3D, but it's a very good film. Oh. And it was what was funny was reaction that you get to someone making Rossum's Universal Robots these days is everybody says, "Yeah, well, we've seen it all before," and you have to kind of remind them that this was written 100 years ago, and actually it's the book that started things like Star Wars and Avatar and all of those movies.
So there we are. You see, that's quite rightly putting us in our place. But I won't ask Louis to try and actually rescue Robert Pattinson's reputation from his role in Bellamy, because that might even be beyond Louis Savvy's duty. It's different. However, my point being, in a kind of circumlocuous routine, is that the police coming for you, Louis, or is that for us? I don't know. It's very difficult to tell these days.
I think they're coming for that bag of money again.
You see the constant sort of riot patrol in the whole
system.
Never
mentioned it on air.
It's always difficult. Fair to say that Tasha is probably in that unique and very special part of actually never having been to a sci-fi film festival ever before. So how can we persuade her to actually say, yeah, that's worth joining up with Jodie and Phil and myself and booking some time out and checking out the London area at that too? What sort of line should we be using?
Well, you should come down and see some fantastic cinema. I mean, it's that simple. We show very smart films, very funny films, very silly films, and a few bits of blood and gore. So it depends what your taste is. But the great thing about science fiction is that there is something for everybody within it. Whether it's a good love story or a thriller or a film noir, it just will happen to have a sci-fi setting to it or a background theme that allows that action to happen.
There we are, Tasha. Yeah, anything you want to sort of add to that? I mean, does it appeal, do you think?
Ooh. Well, the blood and gore was quite appearing.
Always.
Fabulous. We have a fabulous, fabulous film called Manborg, which is a kind of it's an homage to all of those terrible films of the 80s that you used to rent on the from a video store.
She wasn't born in the 80s, Louis. So I just want to point that out.
Okay.
You
know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm a 90s girl.
All right, okay. Well, there were some of those still around.
Yeah. Although she could have been around in a previous life or incarnation as a possibility.
Yeah. We have a really great film called True Love, which is we've got 5 world premieres, in fact, this year in the festival. And True Love is at the BFI on Friday, the 4th of May.
Star Wars Day, I know.
Exactly. Yes. And it's made by 2 Italian filmmakers, writer-producers called Fabio and Fabio, and they've made some brilliant short films, and this is their first feature, and it's American actors, it's in English, and it's a very, very dark love story about a couple who've just got married and then suddenly find themselves woken up in the woman's in this sort of concrete room with no doors or windows, and there's a panel on the wall that asks her questions and 2 buttons, one that says yes, one that says no, and it says, do you trust your lover? Do you trust your husband? Have you ever cheated? And so, and she has to answer these questions, and they get more and more sinister as she goes on. And if she answers incorrectly, then a video will appear on the wall of her cheating, for instance. And then she finds out that in the room next door, her husband is in there, and he's seeing the same films. And
sounds like a great TV plot to me. I think we should be running with that.
Sounds quite good, actually.
It's terribly dark, and all of these kind of secrets are starting to be revealed to each of them. Really, really good climax at the end. It's a very, very good film. So I highly recommend that. And again, it could be classed as a love story.
In a kind of perverse way.
Yeah,
By Fabio and Fabio, presumably the Dolce and Gabbana of the sci-fi filmmakers world.
They certainly are. And I mean, if you get a chance, have a look online. Eden and Alphaville, Afterville were there two amazing special effect fest films. And Afterville is just, it's great. It's a crash-landed spaceship, and 20 years later, people have started living on it because there's no aliens on board. It's just a dead, piece of technology.
A bit like a train wreck, which brings us neatly through to Cameron Tilbury's musical choice for this week, which we'll be running in a few seconds. Louis, there's so many wonderful things. Of course, a reminder, Ilana Rain will be joining us again fairly shortly. She directed We Are All Cylons, which was featured last year. I mean, there's just so many goodies that come through, and I feel in many ways, Louis, would say that we keep the resonance going throughout the year. But we need to throw those last 2 questions at you, Louis. So, Tasha, would you like to throw those last 2 questions at Louis Savvy, please?
All right, indeed. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with this morning?
It's always fabulous.
That's what I like to hear.
When we get the right numbers, when we can pick up on time, and we sort through. But yeah. He's waiting in a Greek hotel room, thinking they're not calling me. I was, it's outrageous still. So, next
and
question.
Can we look forward to connecting with you soon in the future?
You certainly can, and if you want to make it next week, then I'll give you a run through.
I think we need to go with that, Louis. I think you're absolutely right. You know, we got Derek Hamley coming up as well. Did you meet Derek, by the way? Do you know Derek Hamley, founder of 10th Planet Events, various other things he does?
I know him, but I've never met him.
Oh well, we can meet
via you next week.
Exactly. There you go. Fantastic. It's all connected together. Louis Savvy will return. And don't forget, of course, the go-to address. You can actually just do one of those search things. Just type in Sci-Fi London. It'll take you there. Sort the way through. But as otherwise, sci-fi-london.com, or even without the hyphens these days, you can get to Sci-Fi London for the film festival extraordinaire, which will be featuring once again this time next week, which hopefully Amy Elise will be back with us because we can have the unveiling of her sort of formalised jingle as well.
Yes, I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Very good. Here's Marley Scott.